I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey.
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 Hi.
Oh my God. Hey.
Oh my God. Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And this is
Sexy,
unique
podcast.
Tough Sicilian bitches. Another week
goes by.
Challenge accepted.
Thank you so much, E. Cario, for nominating me, little old me, Laura Marie Shane Halls, to post a beautiful photo of myself in black and white. Who knew this is the way that women empower other women? Mwah.
Little me.
Me? Challenge accepted, I guess.
I was like, I started seeing it and I was like, wait, what is this?
What is it for?
What was it for? It was just for like empowering women. It felt so vague.
I still have no idea. And I like,
it was
can't.
All white women.
It was all white women and like Joan Smalls.
Yeah,
it's literally just like Victoria's Secret models accepting the challenge of posting a gorgeous black and white portrait of themselves taken by like Mert and Marcus. Like, I don't understand. Like, what is this? What is being challenged?
I don't know. Like, I was so confused.
Is that a challenge? Is it just because it's black and white photography? It becomes a challenge.
Yes. Natalie Portman did one, of course.
It's only celebrities and like Instagram influencer, but I don't even know if it's trickled down into influencers. Like, it mostly is like models and actresses that are like categorically
like
good looking. Yeah. Being like, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. I just love challenge accepted.
What challenge though?
Yeah.
Looking in your phone through years of photos to find like a stunning black and white picture of yourself that was like in Elle magazine, like, oh, that's
yeah.
a challenge.
I've been challenged.
You need to find at like 3 a.m. they're like awake, they're like, I've been challenged to this.
What is it centering? Like, it's centering like, what's the, I didn't understand. I mean, I'm not trying to like
shit on
hate on women empowering women. I think that's great, but like, I was very confused as to what the purpose was. Like, where did it start? Is it like a psyop?
It seems like it.
Someone, my best friend told me that he saw someone post like, challenge accepted, like, find the men, arrest the men who killed Breonna Taylor. And I was like, that should be...
That is an actual...
That's a challenge.
A true challenge.
It needs to be a challenge that needs to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it's like Natalie Portman being like, challenge accepted.
My challenge accepted photo would literally just be a black and white still of the guy whose face melts off in Poltergeist. Remember, he just like pulls face off in the mirror. That's my challenge.
Wait, do you know that I'm pretty sure that Beyonce's stepdad was in Poltergeist? He was one of the crew, the guy who's the filmmaker, the cameraman.
Stop.
Richard Lawson. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you know that?
Stepdad?
He was so hot in that movie. Yes. Oh, he's the guy who's like holding the, who holds the rope.
Yeah. I love him in that movie.
When he's one of the only, him and the main woman who go to help.
He's a survivor. He chooses
to stay to help them.
And that's he really him. Does help them. Wow, I have full body chills.
Right? And he's so handsome in that movie. Oh my God. Yeah,
that movie was true 70s cinematic hotness. I got to rewatch it. It's one of my favorite. It is maybe my favorite horror movie of all time.
It has everything.
Fucking Craig T. Nelson tight polo shirts and short shorts.
And that Poltergeist, and that chocolate
hat. My fucking pussy daddy.
Yeah. Pee my hole. Wow.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Craig T. Nelson, plow my hole.
Yeah.
But seriously, and he's so sexy in that movie, and Zelda Rubinstein is so good, and the woman who plays like the paranormal investigator, who's Richard Lawson's boss in that, like they're so good. And Amy, Jo Beth
Williams, God,
Jo Beth Williams,
so hot.
When she's on the ceiling in her baseball and her football jersey, being
like goals,
but also the scariest, knowing like your kids are screaming in the room next door and you literally can't get to them because you're being held on the ceiling is like the scariest thing ever.
You're being like blown around a room.
Mm-hmm. Also Dominique Dunn.
Yes.
R.I.P. She's so good in that movie. And I loved her character, and she has boundaries.
The teen.
She's like, I have to go stay at a friend's house.
Yeah. I felt really bad for her because she was like, no teen deserves to like have your family have to deal with like your poltergeist house on a haunted burial ground. Like,
and she your baby's truly sister.
Yeah, like it's like first your parents have like their third surprise kid when you're like 15, you're like, God, this is lame. Then your house is like brutally haunted by like poltergeists. Then you're just like trying to like live your braces truth and like curl your hair sometimes. You just want to hang out with your friends, but you have to deal with like
and wear kilts.
Yeah, and then you have to deal with like this haunting, and you're like, loot me the fuck out. When she
pulls up
at the end, and like her house is literally like engulfed in spirits, and she's like, what is happening? I really feel for her. And they just like throw her in the car.
Yeah, get it. And then they all. And then they go to the Holiday Inn at the end, and they just silently walk together, and they push the TV out, and then they just close the door.
And that's the end.
Also, that's like a family moment.
It's a true family hours, and like, was one of the first movies I'd ever seen where you think the movie is over and has had like a happy ending, and then has a whole new wave of terror.
The scariest is yet to come.
Yeah, little do you know, like a fucking daemon is going to like rear its ugly head out of a closet and try and swallow you and your children.
And also you're going to be in a pool at one point and there's going to be corpses floating around and coffins popping out of your pool.
Yeah.
And your husband isn't home.
And your husband isn't home. He's like off thinking that like everything was chill and all wrapped up. You're going to move. Like you're finally like, we're moving. And like this, our baby daughter got stolen, but like we figured it out. I journeyed into the abyss with a rope tied around my waist and literally got like barfed up by the spirit world into a bathtub to save our daughter. Thank God that's behind us. Think again, bitch.
She's like the ultimate mom in that movie.
Yeah.
She literally goes into the afterlife as a mortal into like another dimension to save her baby.
The kiss that she and Craig T. Nelson have, like their makeout sesh right before she goes into the abyss, is one of the hottest moments of true love.
They're so in love in that movie. Remember when they just get stoned in the beginning and he's doing like dives and he has like a dad bod and he's just like really sexy.
I love them.
Also, the kids are so fucking cute.
They're cute as shit.
Can't plan.
I yearn for like, it's like that is like the kind of relationship I yearn for, is like cute kids, a hot husband. We just like get stoned, lol. And then, like, we get through the poltergeist together.
Were they in the valley? I think they were.
It seemed like the valley.
Yeah. I have to watch that again. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it again. It's time.
But also a truly cursed movie.
Yeah. Carol Ann is no more. I'm actually, I need to watch like the entire Poltergeist trilogy, because then doesn't it get really bad and like campy at a certain point?
Yeah, I think so. I only watched the first one.
I'm gonna watch the first one and then really have everything ruined, because that's what happens to everything you love.
Remember the theme song? Do 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 do
do do do do do.
And the little son.
He's such a sweetie. I would worry about
that's
him.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Him with his like clown toy, which was a cursed toy to begin with, like, don't ever intro that into the mix.
When I saw that, watching that now, I'm gonna be like, future addict.
Mm-hmm.
The brother,
he's gonna have like way, like, I think the teen girl, like, she'll recover, and like, she might have like a rocky period in her 30s where she has to like dismantle the teen trauma, but like, ultimately she's fine. Carol Ann, like, she will be a weirdo for life, but I think she's like too young to really remember. Little boy, the son is like truly, yeah, like, he's
Carol Ann's gonna like live in like a van,
yeah,
with like her she's gonna be part of like a, Carol Ann's gonna like tie herself to trees a lot.
She's just gonna be weird. Like, she's always gonna be kind of channeling, like, talking to things that aren't there. Like, she was a weirdo from the jump, let's be honest. She's their weird little third child.
Mm-hmm. Damn, it's so good. Everyone, if you haven't watched Poltergeist, it's amazing. Steven Spielberg produced it. Toby Hopper directed it, who directed Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, that tracks.
And it's just great. Great movie.
Also, fucking Tina Lawson's husband,
Richard Lawson.
Wow, this is a huge moment for everyone.
Amazing.
I challenge you to watch Poltergeist, the original.
I challenge you. And Zelda, when she first comes to the house, she should have been nominated for an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
When she goes upstairs and she goes, I am addressing the living. And they remember that horrible spiral staircase?
Yeah, it's horrific. And all the ghouls come down at one point.
Yeah.
Remember when Carol Ann like flies through Jo Beth Williams and she's like, I felt her. And she's like,
I could smell her. Yeah. And they're all smelling her. They're all going,
sniffing her sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I have full body chills. We should a live reading of the entire Poltergeist movie.
There's also a moment where there's just an explosion off screen and you just see the son and Dominique Dunn, the older sister, just hit the floor, like, they just fly, like, and you just see Dominique Dunn like skid across the carpet, and then she's like, I gotta go,
I'm out of here. She's like, I'm going to Melissa's house, peace. That little boy, he also like gets eaten by a tree.
Yeah, and he has like bark juice all over him.
Ooh.
He's like tree juice all over him.
You know, he's like covered in,
it's not sap. Even sap. It's like juice.
Yeah. Man.
So good. Also, there's a scene when all these construction workers are like catcalling Dominique Dunn and she gives them the finger. She goes. I always was like, yeah.
Fantastic.
Slay. Girl Slay boss queen. Behavior.
That's a girl boss. Challenge accepted.
Wait, really fast, before we get into this episode, we have big news, guys. Ashley Holmes, Malelo, Jacqueline Larita's daughter, her eldest, blocked Laura and me on Instagram. Full blocked us.
We are officially blocked by Ashley.
So I'm going to preface this by saying, do not troll her.
Don't even think about it. Don't. I see her finger. Ready to type. Put it down. I challenge you to put the phone down.
Challenge accepted. I'm not trying to like, this isn't like a battle against Ashley. I'm not saying this to be like, go out and ask her why.
No, absolutely not.
I just am like, wow, because I know I've never interacted with her, and I don't think you have. Neither of us have ever interacted with her on social media, so that means that she either a friend of hers sent her the podcast or like something.
The reach goes far and wide on this pod.
But I was like, because she's blocked us for a while though, because I went to look for her a while ago and I was like, oh, she must have deleted her account.
I never knew what her Instagram was.
Well, I wanted to go see what she was up to when we first started. I think back in before even the season. I think she's blocked us for a while.
Maybe. But we've been tough. We've been doing TSB for a minute now.
Since the start of the year.
Since November.
Oh, my God.
It's been a lot. We've been like literally on this Jersey journey for a long time. I really want a panine.
But... But, you know,
I actually really do want a panino.
I do too. But I was going to check because the news came that she's separating from her husband, which is sad.
That is
they have
sad.
A child together. But I just wanted to know. I just wanted to see what she was up to. And I saw that she was blocked. And a friend of pod, Connor Goldsmith, texted something to me and Laura. And I said, does she have an Instagram? And he sent me the link. And I was like, oh shit, I'm blocked. And then for a while, I was like, Laura was like, oh, she doesn't block me. So I was like, oh, so she... I was like, homophobia. At its most prime.
Gay rights. You rights. Screamed but, into the
And then
abyss.
Laura was like, oops, I was just on my other account.
I was on my Finsta looking, which no one follows. And then I went on my main, and sure enough, I was blocked.
And I feel like... I mean, we've trolled her on this pod, but like we've also defended her. You I mean, more than me. You've been
I
like.
I literally recently just declared, like, I declared her.
Your favorite person.
Yeah. I was like, I get it. I fucking empathize. Like, what a shitty situation to be in. And she became my hero. And, like, I still, blocked or not, still stand by that. But.
I won't say that she's my hero because that would be.
You wouldn't be being honest. And you need to be honest.
But I still understand Ashley and I still support her journey and I hope that she's doing well. I just wanted to update that. That was a shocking moment for both of us.
It was an unexpected twist.
Yeah. We should have her on.
Who has listened? Yeah. Like who listens? I would love like, I hope Danielle's listen. Like we'll never know. You know what I mean?
Danielle
and I wish
know who we are. Because I said, please do a shout out to Sexy Unique Pod. She went, she said something. I forget how she said it, but
challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Women supporting women.
Hashtag women supporting women.
Hashtag women supporting women. I want a panine.
I want a panine.
I want a panine.
I'm going to maybe accept the challenge of securing a panine for myself today.
Yeah. Listen, you can do it.
I want a panine.
I'd like a panine.
One panine, please.
Speaking of panines, our favorite panines... are heading to Punta Cana.
Punta Cana. It's now Punta Cana to me.
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana is like Strega.
It's a Strega vibe. So they're all getting ready. They're going to the DR where the Judices and the Gorgas and the Wakilis used to always go to.
The episode is called Episode 17, Get to the Punta, which I thought was like...
a reach.
Rude. Yeah, I rude. Was like, mm-mm.
We see a flash of... They're like, they're all getting ready. They're all packing. And Kathy's like, we're all so excited to be going. And then there's a photo of Kathy, Teresa, and Melissa. And I went, oh my God, Teresa's old face. Yeah. With her prom
it
hair.
Looks like a 25-year-old picture.
She has like
Teresa's
I think
big
she,
hair.
She's like pregnant, I think, with Gia or something. And
it's a vintage photo.
And it's the first trip Melissa went with them to Punta Cana.
Yeah, okay.
And Teresa has literal prom hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
And everyone looks happy and shit-faced and sunburnt.
Kathy's like, I hope we can find where we used to go together. She's a British accent.
I really hope we can get there to Punta Cana. She kind of does have Lisa Vanderpump, like a similar face structure, like bone
she
structure
does.
To Vanderpump. Melissa and Joe are packing, and honestly, what struck me the most out of this whole like packing sequence was the level of fedoras that everyone seems to like produce at the same, like their vacation fedoras and like the excuse to wear them.
Yeah.
It was
there's
shocking.
A fedora room.
Yeah. Melissa Joe has fedoras. Joe Giudice has fedoras. Like, who doesn't have a fedora?
Joe Gorga puts his kids in his suitcase, which I loved. And you hear Antonia inside go, Gio scared.
Little Joey Gorga couldn't handle being put in the suitcase. No. And I love when Joe Gorga picks him up. He pulls him out of the suitcase by his ankle and just like drops him on the floor.
Yeah.
I just love children just being so little. Like imagine someone doing that to you now. They'd like dislocate your leg. But like children are true little like rubber creatures that you just like pull them and plop them.
They're malleable.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I lived for Melissa's stage mom, who's there, Kimberly, who's has like, they
her
look nothing
mom,
alike.
Donna.
Oh, Donna, sorry. They look nothing alike.
No, I was like, who is this lady?
She looks like she's like a year older than Melissa.
Melissa was like, she actually is like a superstar in her family. Like, it's like the kind of thing that just like genetically shouldn't have happened, but like. Yeah. The gods came together and then like blessed that zygote. And then now, and like Melissa, a true star was born.
Yeah.
Like modely, singer, hot, like just like a star. Cannot
Donna has Donna has chunky bangs and is like there to watch the kids and she's being a good grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa packs like a like heinous bathing suit.
That
and I,
shaky bathing suit, fringy nightmare bathing suit.
Joe goes, is that a G string? And she's like, no, it's a bathing suit. And he takes it and smells the crotch.
He starts sniffing the crotch of all her underwear in front of their whole family. I'm like, can you just calm it down for 1 second, please?
She goes, ew, Joe.
They're all clean.
Because I just got to make sure, got to check.
God. Fucking animal. That would just be like so I'm like
terrifying.
Why are you doing this? He can't help himself.
He can't. He's
I
like
just can't help myself.
Just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. And then we cut to the Giudices and their packing is fucking pandemonium. Melania is like jumping on Teresa has like 8 suitcases and Melania's jumping on one of them with like precious belongings in them and she's like don't do that and she goes Melania don't make me punish you before I leave.
Melania dents the suitcase and then like jumps off and she's like Teresa's like Melania and then Melania grabs Adriana and just lifts her up like a plank of wood and carries her off screen. I was like oh my god.
Gia does like deadlifts. Or Melania, like, deadlifts.
Melania can bench 300. No problem. She's like, I've been practicing.
No problem.
She throws Adriana in her fucking, like, baby playpen and, like, jumps in. And then you just see, like, Melania body slam her. Like, Adriana's, like, poking her head out, being like, and then just goes down. Like, Melania is, like, so physical. I love it. Like, it's incredible.
Joe deadlift in the garage.
Yeah. And, she and Joe weightlift together. They juice together, and then they weightlift, and that's how they bond.
Teresa tells Melania to knock it off, and Melania goes, hey, Ma, I'm just trying to jump on the suitcase. It's a trampoline.
Ma, come on. I'm doing a box jump. What? I got to work. It's leg day.
It's leg day.
It's
and then
leg day, Ma. Fuck off.
Gia at one point calls her stupid, and Teresa gets so mad at Gia. She goes, "Do not say that word."
It's wild. Like, I guess that's the line that's drawn, but it's nice. You shouldn't call your siblings stupid.
Well, I think, but Teresa doesn't like to be called stupid.
Oh, yeah. She actually, she's really, yeah. No one, you don't call a Judai stupid.
Remember?
We may be a lot of things. Please. We ain't stupid.
We ain't stupid.
That is their
sensitive spot. I hate Joe so much. I hate Joe Judai's. Teresa's like, so we're going to get along, right? Me and my brother and Kathy and Rit, like, we're all going to get along. And he's like, I don't care about your brother, Tree.
I'm like, yeah, you do. Otherwise, you'd shut the fuck up and have nothing to say.
Unreal how difficult he is.
They're both, like, by the end of this episode, I was so stressed out by both of them and, like, had viscerally turned on them. Like, emotionally, like, the love affair was over.
Yeah.
Like, they're, those are bad people.
They're bad people and...
two criminals.
Yeah. They have, like, Randy and Evie Quaid vibes.
Totally. They are absolutely that vibe. Where are they at now?
Canada. God bless.
God bless. Remember that? Yeah, that was a crazy...
They held us captive. They, like, were on the run.
Yeah, I need to revisit. I think there were some good, like, Vanity Fair articles about them and, like, just the
photo
shit
shoot.
That, like, yeah, like all the shit that went down that they were pulling.
She was like in a bathing suit, I remember, in one photo shoot with him, and they had like guns. I was just like, what?
Y'all are weirdos.
Dennis Quaid's just like,
he's like, don't talk about it.
By the way, his son's show, The Boys, is really good on Amazon.
Oh.
It's like a superhero satire.
I've heard that show's really good. Like, multiple people have been like, I didn't know, is Jack Quaid in that?
Yeah, he's so cute in it.
He's cute. He dates a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His girlfriend is a friend, and they are a very sexy and cute couple.
He has Meg's charm and Dennis's...
charm.
Loveliness. Yeah. And charm.
I gotta watch that show. I gotta check that out.
Chase Crawford's in it. Our king.
Our king. Want to see something fucking cool?
That's
a little Easter egg for all you Patreon people.
Yeah.
Cuts to Caroline packing, and Caroline goes, I've never been to the Dominican Republic.
I've never been.
Caroline really does not. You can tell, like, her full... her Punta Cana energy is a nunca cana. She is not interested.
Lauren comes into it with like a red Solo cup. She's like pre-gaming something. And Caroline is in... Caroline's bedroom is a little harrowing.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I feel like they're doing something to her master bedroom and they're staying in like a guest room or something.
I remember now what the setup of is. And it's like everything's like diagonal in the room.
Yeah.
It's like at a weird angle. It's like so, it's like feels like very Lynchian or something.
All their bedrooms are very Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have windows.
Yeah. Whose house would you choose to live in if you got to move in tomorrow, fully furnished?
Either Kathy or Jacqueline.
Jacqueline's is just like huge oversized leather couches and pillow. It's like Alice in Wonderland. Like they're a fireplace like 7 feet tall and like huge torches on the wall.
Yeah, you just feel like everything is, you feel like miniaturized there and cuddly. And
tiny
then,
and cute, yeah.
Kathy's just looks cozy and sweet.
Yeah. I'd probably choose Joe and Melissa's house.
Caroline goes, she goes, someday, I hope this trip mends this family. She goes... she goes, wow, I hope they come out of this and go, wow, how foolish we are. Time is passing, kids are growing, hearts are hurting.
Totally.
What did
Caroline's
Lauren's
been thrust into a place of true darkness by Gia's sad song. She was left hypnotized and like never the same.
Yeah.
I think she and Jacqueline both are just like really shaken by that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gorgas are kind of just like, meh, G is going to be Gia. And like the Judices are like, what's the problem? There is no problem. And like,
yeah,
everyone's like dealing with that child's trauma in their own unique way.
And Caroline loves the girls, so she's like very affected.
Mm-hmm.
What does Lauren say? She's like,
I'm just sad. Like, Lauren's just down on herself yet again.
Yeah.
And like, then it cuts to Jacqueline and she's down on herself too. And I was just like, I was bummed out by like their collective like insecurity on this trip.
Of like not wanting to wear bathing suits.
Yeah. And I understand. But yeah, I'm get also it.
I'm like,
it just goes to show like, confidence is everything. Like, if you're just like letting it all hang out and you're like chill about it, everyone else would be chill about it.
Yeah.
Like, Teresa doesn't look like hot. She looks like insane, but she thinks she's like the hottest woman ever. So then it kind of is just like, oh, she's hot. Like, you just have to like fool yourself into thinking that you're really hot and like all about it. And then you are hot.
How foolish we were.
How fool. Time is passing.
Kids are hurting. Hearts are hurting.
I've never been to Punta Cana.
We cut to the Loretta's house. We find out Ashley's not going because she didn't pack her suitcase. No, or she didn't get her passport. Sorry.
Probably both, though.
Probably both. And then Caroline goes, Ashley didn't get her passport. She didn't feel like it. She goes, there has to be consequences for your actions sometimes.
The one thing your mother can't do is take your passport photo.
That was a good line.
Yeah. I was like, well, I mean, I get why she wouldn't want to go. It's just going to be like more fighting for her and everyone's going to like shit on her.
And Chris is like, you going to miss CJ and Nicholas? And Jacqueline's like, yeah. And she goes, are you going to miss Ashley? And Jacqueline goes, yeah.
I was like, wow. Damn. Fucking savage. Kathy is packing in her waffle robe.
Cute.
So chill.
She's talking to her mom.
I love her mother. Maria. Just an Maria. Old Italian nun.
Maria Gorga. Pereri. Pieri. I feel like Teresa like doesn't remember that Kathy's mom is her dad's sister.
I feel like Kathy doesn't remember that she's related to, or Tree doesn't remember she's related to Kathy until they fight. And then she uses like the cousin card.
Yeah.
But it's like they're like deeply related to each other.
Yeah. They're like
family.
First cousins.
Yeah.
Like her dad and her mom came over together from Italy to like.
To like have America. A new, better life for their family. And then what happened was Tree married Joe. A
shoe cobbler thing happened.
And then she just ruined her life. He ruined her life for a little while.
Yeah. But also Teresa's dad got mad at her, Kathy's dad, because he owed him like $100.
Yeah. They beefed for years over like $150.
Insane.
It's deeply embedded. Family brawls are deeply embedded in the...
They are.
Gorga history.
What a history.
It's so sweet when they're leaving. Like, everyone's leaving to go out the door. And Antonia is like, don't forget this one. And, like, helping them get the suitcase. And she goes, I love you. And I was just like, what a... blessed little sweet girl child this girl is. What a darling.
If I heard that, I'd be like, blessed.
I'd be like, I'm staying, actually. I can't leave.
Melania, Nona Gorga is, of course, babysitting Teresa's kids. Which is crazy that she's not babysitting both.
Well, it seemed like it was both, right? Were they all at the same house when they were leaving? They were leaving different houses. Okay. Yeah. So Donna is going to babysit the Gorgas kids and then
Chorizo
Gudice.
But she always chooses Teresa's family.
Mm-hmm. More beef.
I wrote Melania is going to terrorize Nona.
Yeah, Melania has gone full horizontal energy. Like, when Melania goes horizontal in chair, you know that you're in for a fucking roller coaster.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Everyone's like really DTF.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, Joker is like, get ready. It's going to be all day, all night. And Melissa's like, I'm all yours. And I was like, oh, God.
God, you guys. Even Kathy and Rich, as they're leaving, Rich was like, I got 3 days alone with your mom. What do you think we're going to do? And like, Joey's like, oh, my God.
So sick.
Melissa on the plane, she's like looking at Joe Gorga and she's like, I'm going to make you really happy this week. I was like, ooh.
They take off from Newark Liberty Airport. And I just wrote, imagine being on a plane with Joe Giudice.
Farty.
Hey.
He's a full-blown plane farter.
Yeah. Ew.
You know he's going to do
hey.
It. Hey, what? He's silent but deadly farting all up on that plane. So rude. You need to absorb the fart if you're on a plane.
Or go into the bathroom.
Yeah. But, like, do not release.
No,
you are not allowed. That is the rudest fucking
thing.
That's
so rude, especially now if you're flying, which you shouldn't be.
If you're just freely farting on a plane, I rarely even feel empowered to freely fart in my own home, let alone in a encapsulated area with like 100 other people. I cannot believe the level of freedom some people experience on airplanes.
Ew, when someone has, like, their feet, like, on the divider.
That
on the first class coach divider, who's, like, in that one space, like, in the front where there's all that room, and they just have their feet, like, up on the, and you're just like, ew.
That's so sick. And I also...
You're leading us. Like, you're leading our class.
Yeah.
And you're, that's what we need. When I'm, like, you know, when we're in economy, I'm like, we need to have an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to represent us. And someone that needs to represent
the
us should not
rep.
Have
to, yeah.
Someone needs to represent us in economy. Because we're all just back here trying to make it through. And when you have your fucking feet as like our fucking like flag, the flag is hanging half mast. You can't, you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, people who are sitting in that row are the closest to either first class or business class. So they're our representative of an economy for the people. So you need to do better for us.
Yeah.
And don't have your fucking nasty sock feet up on the divider.
Mm-mm.
For all of us to see.
I also think that it's gross.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I got it. I get what you're saying now. I thought you were talking about barefoot people putting their legs out. Basically, you just have to, you can't act like an animal just because you're in economy. This is not what it means. And people act like just pure farm animals in there. And it's like, it's not okay. But like, I think that it's actually like gross when someone to wear an open-toed shoe while traveling on a plane. I'll say that. You'll never catch me in a sandal of any sort on an airplane.
Your voice just went into like Daniel Staub.
Ever. I wear a sock and a sneaker.
Always sneaker.
Always
comfy,
wear socks.
Comfy sneaker. Comfy socks. Don't take them off.
And if I have to take my shoes off, I do it secretly and then tuck my little feet under the chair so no one can see.
The one time I flew first class in the last, like, I don't even know how many years, I paid for it. It was like my treat to myself at Christmas this past year. And I had a pod and I was like, ooh, secret. I went, Simon was behind me in his pod and we both went, bye. And then we both checked into our pods and I closed the little door. And I was like, ooh, ooh, oh, oh. And I didn't even, but I didn't even take advantage of it because I like didn't know you could pull your seat all the way back, make a bed. So I was just like.
You're just sitting upright in your pod being like, what does this knob do? How, woo, push that button. Yeah.
But I'm always in economy, but I'm talking about, we have to vote on an economy ambassador.
Yeah. To go and lightly tap shoulders and be like, you cannot. You need to down.
No, the person who is usually in that position of power are abusing it by putting their fucking feet up on the barrier.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you are our ambassador. You need to do a better job. Or not, we will vote you out.
You're voted off. you get a parachute, and then the person in the middle exit rows pulls down the latch, opens it, and we just throw them out. And wherever they land is their new home, where they will live forever. Wherever you land is where you will now make your new home. And those are the new economy rules.
You have to start a new family.
This is actually the new economy rules, like post-COVID, you know, of like air travel.
The flight attendant goes, you in the exit row, are you prepared to open the door in the event of emergency or eject a failed economy ambassador?
Failed economy ambassador. And you say, yes, I accept the mission. And then
a verbal yes is yes.
And to the economy ambassador, they go, do you accept that you must act with certain decorum and respect? Otherwise, you will be thrown out of the window and be forced to make a new family and live wherever it is you may fall. I need a verbal yes. And then you go, yes, I accept the mission. And then everyone will at least act like non-animals. All farters have to be thrown out, too. It is the economy ambassador's job to locate the plane farters, and then they too will be ejected and forced to start anew. It's the only way that we can learn.
Are you willing to open up a door in the event of emergency or eject an unruly passenger?
Thrust out an unruly passenger, knowing that they may or may not survive and that they will have to live anew in a new location, start a new life for themselves wherever it is they may land. I go, yes.
I'd love the idea of like an economy and like each class has an ambassador and they have to have like a meeting at like a tribunal meeting. First class, business class, comfort, and then economy.
Mm-hmm. Comfort would be the best because you're really only in charge of like 10 people.
Yeah.
And I think those people kind of know what's up. Economy is like you're thrusting out at least 30 people over the course of the flight.
I would be comfort class ambassador
because I usually will pay the $40 upgrade for extra leg room.
I am a tried and true economy flyer, and I will do the bidding of what is good for my people.
For my people, for my class.
Yeah.
I'm a comfort bitch, but I will do what's right and what's best for my small comfort community. I will keep the community in check.
We have our eye on you. Us economians.
I volunteer. I volunteer as comfort economy ambassador.
And I from the back I part the curtain and I say to you, we've got our eye on you. Don't trust them. I say that to you.
I don't trust them.
We have spies. And
I go, I think mine are a good bunch, but I don't know. I say it a little too loudly.
We have a spy. We dispatch an economy spy in comfort.
Mm-hmm. We also dispatch like a psyop to like get unruly people to reveal themselves. We run like a fascist. We rule with an iron fist, but it's effective. Yep. And years from now, all air travelers thank us. We have an airport named after us for changing air travel for the better.
And I say to you, there's always someone above you.
Mm-hmm.
You in comfort.
Don't I know it?
In the business class, people are like,
There's always someone above us.
And then first class, and then whatever's above that.
Private flyers. It extends all the way to private jet air travel.
There's people in like Emirates, those little cabins.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Anywho. Caroline... Everyone lands, and then Teresa's lost a bag. And
of course. Holds everyone hostage.
Yeah. It's like everyone whining.
People go to the bar at the terminal, at the baggage claim.
Teresa's
it's the nicest
like
baggage claim I've ever seen.
Yeah. Teresa's also acting like an animal in the airport. She like walks on the conveyor belt of the thing at one point, and like an airline employee is like, ma'am, like trying to wrangle her. And yeah. then her like scream, laugh, whine is like so jarring. And I was just like, it would be just such a buzzkill to have to go on vacation with her and Joe. Like to have, it would be perfect for everyone else if they weren't there. And like, this is where Caroline's hell begins, is like right upon touchdown.
Teresa also is wearing, what is she? She's wearing one of those like maxi, like top things.
Like a caftan?
It's like a top and she has like a half belt.
All the looks are really out of control. Yeah. Caroline goes, all the men just like take to the bar to like pound beers. And it's yeah. like, you know, they've probably been in the airport for like an hour and a half at this point, which was like yeah. supposed to be originally like a 20-minute endeavor. Now they've been there forever. And Caroline goes, let's go. We didn't come here to hang out in the airport. And when someone says that, you know that you've been in the airport for way yeah. too long.
And then they all get into four SUVs and you hear this like New Jersey song.
That song?
Girl in the Jersey Club or something. What was that?
Like, Jersey is out of control. Welcome to Jersey. It was like a rap song, but like sung by Jerseyans. It was really weird.
Teresa goes in the car with her brother, Melissa, and the Wakilis, which I think it's like her way of like extending the olive branch. And in the car, Joe Gorga starts going on and on about how Melissa was it the first time he took Melissa there, they'd only been dating a little bit. And he was like, you got to come meet my family and see what this is all about. And he goes, and we looked at each other and there was just hard. Like he was just talking about how horny they were for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Teresa is like silent, staring at, like she's so devastated hearing this.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like saying, and now we all like look at each other with like hard faces or something like that.
Yeah.
Like saying that they all are like hateful to each other.
Yeah.
And Therese tries to like beef with that. Literally you can't, she is such like, you can't say anything around her.
No.
Without her jumping to like the worst conclusion and like fucking starting a fight.
Yeah. Joe Giudice has to pull over because he broke the seal with beers, so he has like beer pee and he needs to pee in the bushes.
It's so gross. I was grossed out by this behavior. I thought that was like really bad behavior.
Joe also is, he can't pee when there's other men around. Did you notice that?
He's like, holding his.
He's like, oh, he's like, because once he gets out, like Richie gets out, all the boys get, everyone has to pee.
Yeah.
And JoJo's like, what's everyone? I can't do it now.
Joe Gorga is so tiny that I think he's shit faced after drinking two beers.
He is. Because when they get to their villa, he just like falls asleep on a chair.
His eyes are glazed over in the Escalade. I was like, he's blackout right now.
Yeah.
His tolerance is so low. That tiny little body can't take more than like
bite size.
Yeah.
Fun size.
Also the Hard Rock Hotel.
I know.
I wrote, no.
Why is it so big?
Why are those even a thing?
We get to,
I was never a Hard Rock girl.
I saw Cirque du Soleil at Hard Rock this past Christmas.
In Vegas?
In outside Miami.
Ooh.
In like Fort Lauderdale. Teresa, no, in Hollywood, Florida. That's where it was.
Oh my God, amazing. That's like the only place I want to go to a Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah.
Is Hollywood, Florida.
They got a casino. It was fun. They get to the hotel and they're walking in the lobby and there's, and Caroline goes, oh, I want them in my house. They're fun. It's a bunch of disco balls.
A disco ball.
I was like, what?
Caroline Disco Queen.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Reminds me of Studio 54.
I just wrote, I am repelled by the Hard Rock Hotel. can't take it. But I love seeing the Manzo children all get along.
It's sweet. First they're walking to their villas. So the Manzo kids are, and Greg are staying in one. Giudice, Lurita, and Manzo old elders are staying in another, and then Wakili, Gorgo is staying in one. Mm-hmm. And they're walking, and Albie and Chris have their arms around each other, like they're just like brothers, like walking together. And you hear Joe in the background go, "They look like butt buddies." I was like, "Shut the fuck up!
Fuck off, Joe."
There's so many gay jokes.
We get it. You hate gay people. You're super uncomfortable. Yeah, I was like, it was really unfortunate.
And you just hear the difference because Joe's like, "They look like gay," and then you hear Melissa go, "Oh, I pray my sons are like that." Mm-hmm. Like, this is the difference in the views.
He's like, yeah, like men can't just be loving towards each other without being like homos.
Yeah.
In Joe Giudice's eyes.
Or like, I wrote the homophobia exclamation point.
You can't even like pee next to a man without being gay. He's literally the personification of the fellas. Is it gay to me?
Yeah. I think he might actually
Harbor.
Have some latent shit going on.
He protests too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something.
They get to their villas and they have BLTs waiting for them and like grilled cheese. And Jacqueline goes, "Oh my God, look at all the," and I was like, I relate to her.
Mm-hmm. When they just like pull, I love the like hotel metal top. So they pull off of a delicious plate of like hot fries and a BLT, a dream come true.
Nothing better than room service.
Nothing better than room service and like a club sandwich at a hotel.
Yeah. I love it. I told you I did room service one night when I worked at the Standard. They needed
They needed you to work room service.
So I got to do room service for the whole night.
Did you take the carts up to people? Yeah. And like set them up in people's rooms? So intimate.
And they were all like European, and it was, some of them had like just gotten out of the shower or like were in bed. I was like, hey.
It's so, I'm always like in unrobe or like on bed whenever a room service professional comes in.
You're like, hi.
And also, like, I always want the food to just be put on the bed.
Yeah.
The only time I'll eat food on a bed is in a hotel or somewhere else.
Right.
Other than my own bed. There's no food in my bed.
No food in here.
Mm-mm.
Lauren is like, the Manzo kids are like on cloud nine to be together.
Yeah. They're all like running around. Greg shows up. I was so glad Greg was there. I didn't realize he was coming. But then I was like, ugh. So fun.
He came separate. He was like, I'm flying separate.
Yeah.
A smart king.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries. And then Caroline goes, Lauren's going to have to accept that Greg's here too, and she can still have fun.
I would say, venture to say, it's more fun if Greg's there.
Yeah. You should be lucky Greg's here.
Yeah.
yeah. Then we cut to the Wakili Gorgas, and again, Joe Gorgas is sitting on the balcony. Just passed out in a chair.
He went too hard at the airport.
Yeah. I think they all just fell asleep that first night.
Yeah. It's a good night to just like get room service and veg out.
Yeah. The next morning, Teresa wakes Joe up by jumping on the bed, and you just see Joe's on his back and his body's just like swaying from, he's just like, whoa.
No matter where he goes, he's going to just, like, curl up like a big papa bear in the bed and, like, refuse to get up at any sort of reasonable hour.
And just be like...
His whole life is, like, being a grumbly lump in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
While all the women beg him to get up and, like, participate.
Oh, papa.
Papa, please.
The tomatoes are brewing.
Papa, what about the tomatoes? They will not come if you have to be there. Then Teresa holds everyone hostage while she tries on like five different bathing suits.
I wrote Caroline's just scowling at Teresa. Caroline is she looks really exhausted. She looks ill.
I wrote Caroline is gray.
She is not, the last thing Caroline wants is to watch Teresa try on outfits.
Having a migraine is horrific. like a terrible experience to begin with. Having a migraine and then having to be privy to Teresa scream talking, clonking around in high heels on like marble stone floors and like being like, do you like this one? What about this one? Is like truly a fate worse than death.
Caroline, I think she woke up. I think Caroline like was iffy when before even getting there. And then she woke up that morning and just like everything hit her at once. And she was like, I can't be here.
Yeah, I hate
like
this.
She's like, I'm going to have to put up some boundaries in this trip. So Caroline, they all are getting ready to go on a catamaran.
Yeah, like a boat trip or something.
A day drinking trip. And Caroline just is like, I'm not. Caroline's just going to have a Caroline day.
Mm-hmm. She's going to get in the nude and lay mm-hmm. in a huge bed. And just like forget where she is. Maybe she like went down to the pool at one point and like read a magazine or caught up on like a good book that she liked. Like she had a me day.
I kind of almost think a part of me thinks she was faking the migraine just to like get her, which I respected. And I was like, I think she just like maybe sipped on a little pina.
Yeah. She like waited and like acted like she was migrained and like, the producers are like, okay, like we're just gonna get a shot of you like laying in the bed and then we'll get out of here so you can like rest. She's like, okay, thank you. And then as soon as the door shut, she sprung out of bed, slapped on a swimsuit, and then like went down to the pool for like a personal pina.
I get it.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
A PP. Gorga, by the way, Gorga and Richie are getting massages on their balcony. And Joe's like, his big ass is getting rubbed down and he keeps telling Melissa he doesn't want to hear her voice because it'll get hard.
I'm like, you can't do that around, like, you can't say that kind of stuff with like a service worker who's like touching your body. Like that's like inappropriate.
You're also next to
you're next to a cousin. Like just like tone it down a few levels.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Tarzan's gonna get all stiff.
Yeah.
She walks by him. She goes, oh, look, you're getting little chulos out or whatever. She calls his butt. Chuchis out.
And he's like, don't say your name.
Don't talk once. I can't hear your voice. So I'll just get a hard on. I hope they tipped his masseur like $500 for that.
Yeah. So then they all gather on the catamaran. And it looks fun. The Manzo kids are arranging it, which is cute.
Yeah. Melissa Albert and Tree have a hot off before they get on. Like, each posing with their bathing suits, making their, like, husbands take pics of them.
Yeah. Teresa says, like, there's no competition here. And I was like, honey. Sorry. Sorry, but Melissa wins.
She got to beat
both. They're a very hot couple.
They're incredible. Everyone is like just bewildered, enamored by how hot they are. Yeah, and it's like they don't try hard. They just like are hot for each other.
And they're just
fun, hot couple.
And they exude kindness and like welcoming, and that makes them hotter. And that's why people are drawn to them more than you and Joe. You and Joe used to be the bells of the ball and like the darlings of the group, and now you're not, and you're old news and you're miserable people.
Yeah, because you're also mean and like
you're defensive. Mean to everyone.
You're like rude, you're selfish,
you terrorize your family, you terrorize your sister-in-law.
Yeah, and you're so like, you're just selfish people, and sorry, but like no one's obsessed with that.
Yeah.
It would be easy to get people to like you.
Yeah.
Just be kind.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, but.
But so Teresa's going to, this mission is going to be to like out darling Melissa. And
Teresa can't. She needs an exorcism in order to do that.
Teresa's possessed.
She needs the little woman from The Exorcist or from the Poltergeist to come and clear her body of Momo. Because Teresa is fully, like, Momo's waiting in the wings to take over.
Yeah, she's fully channeling.
Mm-hmm.
I just wrote, everyone loves Melissa and Joe, and Teresa is so upset.
She's sitting with like a glass of wine. Also, Joe Giudice is drinking red wine on like at like 11 a.m. in a hot like tropical locale. Can't think of anything worse. And Tree, you see her trying to like rub against him, and I'm just like, you guys make me sick.
Yeah, it's so, because it's so forced, and Teresa clearly has so much rage towards him, and like their love connection is so like
falling apart
right now, and like there's no trust, and you can just tell there's no trust between them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa's forcing us to like see that they're like still hot, but it just comes off as like strange.
It's really, and like bizarre
and kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
So they go on this catamaran, and Joe goes, we're going on a 3-hour tour. You remember what happened with the skipper and all them? I was like, yeah, Gilligan's Isle. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
Cool, Joe.
Also, when they were out on the open sea, what was that like weird Mars haze hanging over in the sky? It was like this blood red haze.
What was that?
I don't know. Was there like a
dust
cloud?
I thought it was someone's hand like over the camera. I was like, couldn't they just have found like a better shot? Like they needed to like this like fucked up shot. It was weird. They play a game on the boat called Cucaracha, which seemed fun.
Really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Albie Manzo's like, puts out like a little wind up bug thing, and whoever it lands on, whoever it chooses, has to drink. And within seconds, everyone's going, ah! And I was like, that's what you do.
That's a classic vacation move. And they know how to like have a fun, like create a fun vacate moment that like everyone can like have fun at.
But then
Kathy, like a side note, like it lands on like Joe Giudice, and everyone's like, Juicy, you better drink. Go, Juicy, go. And then Kathy goes, I don't get the whole Juicy thing. He seems kind of dried up to me. And I was like, go off, bitch.
she goes, seems kind of dry to me. I was like, yes, slay.
Yes.
Slay. That's girl
fucking boss. Girl boss.
That's girl boss behavior.
Slay, girl boss.
Slay, mama. And then at one point, there's just like, you just see Teresa's just desperate to like, say that thing with her voice.
They were stressing me out. They really made me feel weird on the boat. And like, I was like, their energy is so bad.
At one point, Richie tries to like high five her, and it's really awkward, and she like doesn't do it, and he's like, oh, you're not gonna high five me? And she's like, no, because you were mean to my husband. And it's like, oh my god, he's not being mean.
This is like a nice vacation. You're just all supposed to have fun right now. It's awful. They're truly like,
but that's like your,
that's your, like, cousin's husband. Just it's act like a normal human being.
Yeah. And then Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice chicken fight. Joe Giudice is hanging on Greg's shoulders. And Teresa just goes, be careful!
I can't imagine. I feel so bad for everyone that had to be on this vacation with her.
I know.
It's like, there's sometimes like you're on a trip or something, and there's just like one person that's like so the worst.
Yeah.
And everything they say is just like awful.
But then you have fun hating on them with everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And that's like gonna, like, what Teresa doesn't realize is that her and Joe's presence is actually pushing everyone closer together and pushing them farther away.
And they don't realize like they're gonna be the butt of the joke.
Mm-hmm.
So then they dock on this little like island. A little cove for like an evening drink, and they all run off to the beach and they like take showers.
I don't know. Joe tries to like
fuck Melissa in front of everyone.
Melissa in the bathroom in front of everyone.
No, they like actually fuck.
Did they actually fuck in there?
I think so. And all the Manzo kids go and watch. I was like, everyone is obsessed with the Gorgas.
They are.
They're like turning everyone on.
Mm-hmm. Joe also, he like wants to fuck Melissa in front of like an audience.
Yeah.
He wants like to be, he also like, I believe, would like to be cucked.
Yeah. By like Greg.
He's like asked Greg to like cuck him.
Yeah. I think he would.
He would.
I'm into it.
I love, and at one point, the only thing that I liked about Joe Giudice is that the little like side moment where he was doing push-ups while people stood on him.
Oh, that was we forgot to talk about that.
Yeah,
they Greg stands on him at one point and does mm-hmm. push-ups, and then Jacqueline stands on him and he goes, "You're heavier than Greg."
And also, Jacqueline looks so cute in her little, like, poochie dress. I was like, Jacqueline, like, buck up, sweetheart. Like, you're a hot bitch.
Jacqueline's glam.
Yeah, like, you don't need to compare yourself to these other women. Like, you are hot.
You need to, like, she needs to tap into her, like, inner Vegas and just get bodacious.
Yeah, just get tits out, glammed up.
So then they're sitting on the beach. Well, at one point, Greg goes, assume the position to stand on Giudice's back with his put, and he goes, you're making me uncomfortable. And I was like, shut up, Joe.
Joe, no man is going to try and fuck you. Don't worry.
I think Joe is repressing, like,
serious gay energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's obsessed.
Probably too, because like in Italian culture, like Italian culture seems to be like rampantly homophobic. Mm-hmm. So, and it makes sense that like, what?
You're canceled.
Fuck. I'm like, I'm sorry to Italians everywhere. I'd like to apologize to every single Italian person in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes sense that like he would then try and follow suit.
By overcompensating.
So vocal, yeah. By
yeah. It's just crazy. Like, he says fag, like, every episode.
Yeah, every single thing is, like, a gay thing to him.
And Teresa always goes, don't say that! I'm like,
you do it too, I'm sure.
You don't give a shit. You say faggot too. So they're sitting on the beach, and then Joe Giudice starts, like, prattling on about opening a restaurant. And, Albert or Rich was like, well, that's a big commitment. And he goes, I can do it. He goes, well, you know, Kathy and I were talking to Albert Manzo about like just how hard it is to run the brownstone. He goes, yeah, it's a banquet hall. Like, he immediately starts downplaying this like multi-million-dollar business that Albert Manzo runs. And Albert just quietly looks at him and he's just like, really? You're talking to me about like
money,
how to handle a business? Yeah. Like, it's just Joe Giudice is, it's just like so projecting so much of like what he's going on. And like, he's Trumpian in that way of like, just being like, oh, like saying the most like, oh, really statement. You know what I mean? Like the most,
mm-hmm,
ironic. I don't know,
they're just both so delusional.
Yeah.
Teresa goes on the restaurant, she was like, if we get tired over it, we'll just sell it. Okay, good plan. Like, you don't make a restaurant with the intention of selling it, like, if you get bored with it. Like, that's like maybe the one job that you like don't do that with.
But he's trying, he's explaining to Albert Manzo why it's easier to run the brownstone than it is a fucking pizzeria or Italian restaurant where Teresa plans to be the hostess. Like, he's trying to tell, like, he's explaining to Albert Manzo his own business.
Yeah.
And Albert's just like, I mean, he's like, bitch, I might be a front for something else. I might be
like bribing police officers and housing like dons of mafia families, but I know what they're doing. But I pay my taxes. Paying my taxes and keeping the books crispy clean.
Yeah, it was something that really you
could learn a thing or two from. And Albert goes, where's all the money going to come from to make payroll every week? And Joe Giudice goes, doesn't matter. I was like, no. Also, like, someone says a side note, they were like, oh, that's like Joe's thing. Like, he buys stuff and sells stuff. And I was like,
oh, Richie.
Yeah. Like, but that also, I was like, he's like calling a spade of like just shady business behavior.
Yeah, he's like, he gets
fudge like numbers. If you're just constantly like buying and selling things, it's like an easy way to like fudge numbers.
Yeah. He's like, he gets all gung ho about something and he gets bored with it and he sells it immediately.
Yeah, I was just like, this is the fucking Judices are so shady. They're truly like delusional.
And then Kathy comes in and she's like, what are you guys talking about? And I was like, oh boy.
Mm-mm.
And he's like, oh, which is like, their Judice was just talking about like how they're going to open a restaurant. And I was saying like, in how we're going to stay more into catering, I think, with your desserts. And Kathy's like, yeah, she goes, you know, at this time, I realized I couldn't detach myself from my kids like that, like being a business owner. And like, and then Teresa perceives that as an attack on her, so she starts fighting with Kathy in front of everyone right there, and she's like, well, what's that supposed to mean? And Kathy's like, nothing, I'm just saying, like, I right now in my life, like, I wouldn't be able to commit that much time to like a restaurant because I need to be with my kids. And Teresa's like, well, you don't think I want to be with my kids? It's like the thing with Adriana, right? Where I was, she was unattended. And then, so they start fucking fighting.
Just drags it back to the brawl. It's like, just let it the fuck go, Teresa.
And at one point, Kathy goes, Teresa. And at one point, Kathy goes, you want to go, Tree? Let's go. And I was like, damn.
Kathy's hot on the beach.
Well, Kathy looks great.
Insane. She looks like gorgeous. Yeah.
Here's the thing that when I saw Kathy say, you want to go, Tree, I had a flash of Kathy like beating the shit out of Teresa when they were kids.
Ooh, yeah.
Like just slapping her around. Because mm-hmm. she's like what, like 10 years older?
She's older.
I can just see her being like the wise older cousin, like keeping mm-hmm. her in line. She's like, you want to, you know,
yeah.
You want to go back to those days?
She slapped her for sure.
Yeah. So she, Kathy's at this point is like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, she's done taking shit from Teresa.
You cut to Greg and he goes, my favorite human, Kathy Wakili. Is she getting shit right now? Is she under attack? Everyone's on their side. No one is on Teresa's side.
Literally everyone hates Teresa and Joe and are all on their psychotic side. Teresa goes, you want to fuck with me? I'll fuck right back with you, bitch. I was like, whoa.
Her cousin.
Yeah, in her talking head, like not to her face, but I was just like, damn.
And then they're fighting more. And then all of a sudden Joe Judice goes, all right, enough, enough, enough. Shut up, Tree. Shut up. Shut up. And then Kathy starts talking. He goes, stop it, Kath. Shut up, everyone.
Respectful. Yeah, because Chris Manzo was like, all right, to the side. He's like, okay, Joe, just end it. Like, end this fight. And then Joe just, shut up. Shut up, Tree. You shut up. You stop talking. It's like, Joe, that's actually like, you don't end. That's like, what the fuck?
You just escalated it.
Yeah.
Shut up, Tree. Shut up, Kath. I'm like, you're telling this person to shut up in front of her husband.
Yeah. You're telling two women to shut up.
Yeah.
In front of a huge group of people that you're on vacation with.
Half of the people there are your family.
Yeah. It's just like, truly, what the fuck?
So then Teresa goes, we're going, Joe. Come on, Joe. And then they get up and they like walk off like Bonnie and Clyde, and everyone just starts making fun of them.
They're like lumbering off, like hobbling over the sand. They just look like fucking idiots.
And at one point they said they're probably having the same conversation we are about them. And then Greg says, but speaking in like third grade language.
I love Greg. He goes, Kathy, you're a lady.
I know. I love it.
God, we need more gay men on Bravo, like in the Housewives universe. Like, that's really what's lacking, is like gay men commenting in real time on like what's what.
Kathy, you're a lady.
Kathy, you're a lady. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
She's like, thanks, sweetie.
I just Kathy wrote, handled more herself. Gays on Housewives with like a million exclamation points.
Greg is like, he's like the darling too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want Greg on your side. And if Greg isn't on your side,
You've picked the wrong side.
Got to have the gays on your side, Teresa.
Always. Rule number one.
So they like walk off and that's the end of the disastrous first night.
God, thank God Caroline wasn't there. That would have sent her into the sea.
She did the right thing.
Yeah.
Well.
God.
So next week, more drama to come.
Now, but this, it's funny because like while I really was feeling like horrendously uncomfortable watching Joe and Tree, it made me want to keep going and watch like season 4 and 5. Like it's like they did a good job of making them like villains of the show.
They did, because Teresa went from being like the fan favorite to like the main source of like tension and upset.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She became the new Danielle.
What is her role like now on the show and like most recent seasons?
She's more of like, she's back to being like the top dog.
Yeah.
But like she still gets in. I think she still has drama with like a few of them, and Melissa's sort of vacillating between choosing Teresa's side, which is more often than not the irrational side because of her family thing, and then choosing like the side of the people that Teresa's going after. And then Danielle comes in, I think, and like is like kind of a little snake in her ear.
I love the thought of like Teresa thriving in prison.
Oh yeah,
like
she had a great time,
but it's also like kind of makes perfect sense that like that would be the place where she's like embraced, respected, and like loved,
celebrated.
Yeah, chorizo in prison is like really everything to me.
Those pics of her wearing Sperry's looking like she's at camp. Incredible.
Like she was like literally hashtag empowering women in prison.
Yeah,
like everything clicked into place, and like because that is kind of the one place that you really should have Momo energy. Like the Momo energy comes in like super handy.
You need to Momo or be Momo'd.
Yeah, and in Teresa's case, it was. I'm just gonna call her Chorizo from now on.
I love it.
Chorizo,
but those pictures of her with her chair turned around, and she's sitting. And the women are all behind her. I was like, incredible.
Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
Follow Carrie at eCario. Icaro.
Follow Laura at Lars Marie. My shows to suggest this week are, again, The Walking Dead and Baited with Z-Way.
Mm-hmm.
What are your shows? Quickly.
Shows quickly are Alone on Netflix.
Okay. And stay tuned for our Sunday Scary edition coming soon.
Yeah.
We're going to go live.
We're going to go live on Sunday. More details to come. And that's just something you can live a few more days looking forward to.
Anyway.
If you want bonus content, premium content, so many bonus episodes and recaps of seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules and other show, like so much shit, go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.